So for the benefit of those on the internet, JD's question is, what is the purpose and place of a sexual relationship in terms of Krishna consciousness? And also, is lust to be completely abandoned? So, Krishna makes it clear in the Bhagavad Gita that sex life, which is not contrary to religious principles, is himself. So there is proper utilization of sex. There is Krishna conscious sex. That Krishna conscious sex is between a man and a woman properly married, and they engage in sex for the purpose of procreation, not for any other purpose, not for some expressing love or, what to speak of, enjoying the pleasure potency covering the genitals in the guise of marriage. Religious and sex that Krishna says he is that sex where the only intention is procreation, not otherwise. In that sense, if one can produce God-conscious children, one is allowed to have as many children as one can provide for. Being a parent is a heavy responsibility. There is a warning in the Srimad Bhagavatam. One should not become a father, a mother, a husband, a wife, even a demigod, a teacher, a guru, unless one is capable of delivering the dependent from the cycle of birth and death. So it is a grave responsibility. The duty of the guru is to instruct the disciple so that the disciple has every advantage to go back home, back to Godhead. Parent raises a child to bring that child up and give the child every conceivable advantage. So this is the child's last birth in this material world, etc. That is the mood by which one becomes a parent, a guardian, a guru. It was in that grave understanding. This is a heavy responsibility. Are you satisfied with that answer? What other questions do you have? Anybody else have a question? Go ahead. Yes. The soul originally is in the kingdom of God. The soul originally has a service, a relationship being exchanged with God. Do you accept that premise? That I cannot go further unless you accept this particular explanation. Do you accept that originally the soul had a direct relationship with God of service in the spiritual world? Do you accept that or not? Good. Because not everybody does. In this movement, there are many who don't accept that premise. But that's what Srila Prabhupada teaches. That's what I accept. That's a whole other discussion. Good. Now we can go further. So, Swarup, the form. Lord Chaitanya said it. The form of the living entity is servant of Krishna. So, that servant of Krishna can be relating to Krishna in five ways. The first way is one of awe, veneration, rapture. There's no direct particular service, but the soul has this understanding and appreciation of love for Krishna. He is great. Oh my God, I love this Krishna. Rapture. Then there is the situation where one has a particular service that one exchanges. Just like here in this temple. Some devotees have the service of going on the altar and doing all kinds of things. Some devotees have the service of being in Krishna's kitchen. Some devotees have the service of being Krishna's PR men. Some have the service of being Krishna's worker, like Ratnabhushana Das. He does so much labor for Krishna's temple. So, in the spiritual world, the soul has his or her service. We have forgotten that. You have a particular service meant to be rendered by you for Krishna. And when you go, return back to Godhead, you'll be reinstated in your service. Then one can go further, that one has an intimate relationship with God, like friend. Friendship. That's more intimate. Then you can go even higher, where your relationship with God is one of parental feelings. And then we get to the ultimate, highest platform where you can have conjugal feelings with God. Many times, I've been invited to a class in Cal State, LA, Mrs. Wilson. For many, many years, she would invite me and Archita to come to her class. And her classes were usually, she would teach emotions in religion. That was the name of the course. Emotions. Or she had another class, gender in religion. So if the topic was emotions and religion, then I would put on the board these five rasas. And then I would ask the student, which one are you attracted to? Mrs. Wilson was attracted to Madhurya Ras. She even asked me to give her the book Nectar of Devotion, which I did. She was very curious about that Madhurya Ras. And I would explain, because even in a religions class, you'll be surprised how many atheists take a religion class. Just like last week and this week, Archita Das and I were invited to two high schools. And as usual, I always open the class by asking in the class, because it's a religions class in a public high school. But knowing from experience, I would always ask, how many atheists we have in the class today? Sometimes two, three, four, five hands would be raised. So I would explain to the atheist in Mrs. Wilson's class, you don't want a relationship with God. That's what an atheist is. I don't want a relationship with God. I want to be God. Right? What was the devil's mantra? Rather reign in hell than serve God. That's right there in the Bible. That's what makes the devil the devil. He rejected his service to God. He wanted to be Lord of hell. At least I'm Lord of something. Yes. So the atheist does not want one of these rasas, but the theist will pick one of those five. If he doesn't pick one of those five, then he's not a theist. He's got to pick one of those five. Otherwise, he's pretending. You want me to go further? As I wish. The question now becomes how to reinstate. Because I opened the discussion by explaining originally we were in the spiritual world with a direct relationship with God. So the answer to how to reinstate is what we are doing in this Krishna consciousness movement, bhakti yoga, especially the chanting of the Maha Mantra, which we are going to do right now. I will see you next week. I do these classes every Wednesday evening, free of charge. Please come and participate. Hari Bol.